power. And now it's Passover. And Passover isn't only a religious holiday. Passover is the time of the year we remember God setting us free from our enemies. And a Galilean rabbi named Yeshua, the shoot out of Jesse's stump, no less, who has raised the dead. Tell me that isn't an asset in wartime. Has just raised somebody from the dead, and now he's coming into Jerusalem the week before Passover. That's, at least in part, the setting. Now let's get a little closer. Is this too detailed? I don't know what to do if it isn't. I don't know what I'll do. Okay. I'll try. The 14th day is when Passover lamb is to be killed. But God said, I want you to pick the lamb on the 10th day. Now, if you look at how the Jews do math, when does a day begin for a Jew? Sunset the day before. Religiously, what night is this right now? Monday night. Because Monday night comes before Monday day. Why? Because that's how God created the world. And it was evening and it was morning. I can't help it. You're off a click. He made evening first, according to the text, and then morning. Now, you can say, well, that isn't literal. Take that up with your Jewish friends. That's why they... So assume that the 14th day really begins at sunset the day before. The 10th day is the day every Jew has to go to pick your lamb. You pick the lamb 4 days before the evening when you kill it. Now, that year, I would argue, the day to pick the lamb is Sunday. Palm Sunday isn't just the Sunday before Passover. It isn't just the Sunday before first fruits. Palm Sunday is the day every Jew had to identify the lamb that would be their lamb that year. That's a big deal. We'll come back to it in a minute. Now, the family sacrificed their lamb in the evening of the 14th. Ate it the evening of the 14th, which is when Jesus ate the Passover with his disciples. And in the temple on the day of the 14th, at 9 and at 3, Friday that year, a lamb was killed for the whole nation. When did Jesus get nailed to the cross? 9. When did he die? 3. Right at the time of those sacrifices. But come with me back to the 10th day. It's lamb selection day. So early that morning, the disciples got up. Now, I don't know how to describe this to you, because I don't think I understand it very well. The closest thing I can think of is the pagan custom that a few of us still maintain of taking our kids out to pick a Christmas tree. Excuse me, sorry. The custom that we have to take our kids out to pick a Christmas tree. That's sort of what Lamb Selection Day is. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'll show you in a minute. Lamb Selection Day. And the kids dance. It's, yes, we get to pick a lamb today. We get to pick the lamb today. And dad, of course, is playing little games with them and saying, well, maybe we won't go this. It's really a fun day. Now, why does Jesus go into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday? See, everybody, and you're right, everybody wants to say, well, he is the lamb. But that's not why he's going. Why is he going? He's a Jew. What does he need? A lamb. He's going to eat Passover. He goes to get a lamb. The disciples are all behind him. So they go from Bethany to Bethphage, and then down into the city of Jerusalem on their way to pick a lamb near where the Temple Mount is. Now, let me show you. The only people today who still do that, come down looking for a lamb, are not Jews. The Jews no longer do that because their temple is gone. By the way, I'm skipping a little bit faster because I'm watching my time. They would have come down the mountain there probably on their way into Jerusalem on this road. Some scholars think it's the actual road. Now, tell me, that doesn't change your picture of Palm Sunday. Didn't you always think of them about 300 yards wide? Probably looked like this, maybe more like this. very narrow, because there are great